You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got the Sims for one more time. That's right. They're with us for one more segment. We've been talking about real estate opportunities in the close-end markets here in Miami. We're talking about Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, Pinecrest, Palmetto Bay, all points south. Do you do any work north?
Not too much.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Exception. That's okay. Well, it's good to know where you're strong at and what you want to do and what you want to focus on. You're both from that south part of town anyway, so it's probably a good thing. Now, just to set the record again one more time, Belinda, you've sold how many homes for how much in the last 2 years?
We've sold about 94 homes. I think it was
97 homes from
the last 2 years.
About $100 million.
Yeah. And how do you do that? It sounds like a whole lot of work for one little lady like yourself.
Scott helps. He's been helping.
Okay, good.
And my team helps. Okay. I have a great team that has really helped me out a lot. I have, you know, 4 buyer's agents, 2 assistants, and we work a lot of hours to get everything done. Mm-hmm. So right now we have about 38 listings. So
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we have a lot of work to do with that. So trying to get them all sold.
You are going to get them all sold. I have that feeling.
Agree.
If any of them need financing in the bayous, let me know.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, we talked about how you used to run CBRE, how you grew up here, and how you also invest here. If somebody was going to bring you an investment deal right now that would pique your interest, what might it look like?
It would look like a profitable deal.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
What kind of?
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult right now. Everything we're seeing is low single digit cap rate. You know, what's been interesting for me is having spent most of my career in commercial, and then you know, with Belinda coming on in the residential, we now play in both of those spaces, and so we are seeing We've actually seen more opportunities in the residential side. Single family homes. We've seen areas or situations where, you know, people need to sell. They want to do it quickly. And so we've bought some homes. You know,
look, you don't have to convince me. I moved from the Aztec Group over to Spectra Mortgage because I saw an incredible opportunity in the all-cash buyer world where people close and then they immediately want to finance. We can help those people at Spectrum. And all those people go, what's the big capital need in Miami? I go, look, stand on I-95 and just raise your hands across the top of all those buildings. It's incredible real estate, and it all needs capital. And so we're doing that at Spectrum. If you need a loan, give me a call at 305-773-630. I couldn't resist. 6300. But we're doing buildings in all these condos. We're doing Brickell Heights. I've gotten about 10 submissions this week on just Brickell Heights alone. High five to Arden. Thank you, Arden. You're the best. And the Related Group, our sponsors at the Related Group. And we talked a little bit about the condos, which I think if it's good real estate, it's okay. If it's questionable, you may want to take a step back.
Yeah.
What do you think might be an emerging market? What do you think about Little Havana?
I mean,
the Rhodes.
Yeah. And well, the Rhodes, I think, is, I mean, as a local.
Now you're a local. Talk to me. People hire you because you're a local expert.
The locals
hold it. Hashtag local expert. Forgot that part.
The Rhodes to me is, for me, it's pricey for what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know.
To me, it's like pop right over on a $2 Uber into my office in downtown easy. I mean, I don't mind paying for that. What do you think?
I mean, yeah.
Is it because it's challenged school-wise, or?
There's definitely a challenge with school, and I just think.
I'm such a residential realtor, aren't I?
But I just think the location of where it is, it's great because it's central to downtown. You're just outside downtown. But I think when you're.
Near the Greek Orthodox Church?
Yeah, that's true. But I think when you're there.
High five, Jim Engleton.
For me, I think it doesn't have like the services and all the things that you need.
Where's the new Publix?
Yeah, it's there. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're like, that's the highest gross Publix, isn't it?
I think the highest grossing Publix is the Dayland.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it. You know, the highest grossing, and now we're just sort of talking the highest grossing Fresh Market's the one in Coconut Grove. Yeah. Just imagine what's going to happen when that stuff starts to pop over there.
I know.
Oh, my God, you already can't get through, but that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about. So the Rhodes, how about South Miami, tweener to Coral Gables, maybe?
That the High Pines area. That's
I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it.
Well, that area.
Oh, now she's using her hands. We're getting close.
I'm Italian.
There you go. Zoom in on that.
So that area, the borders for the school, they just changed it. So now that's all Sunset School District. So that area has.
So really that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I guess knowing the people on the school board also helps.
I won't go there.
That's okay. Scott, how about an emerging commercial market? Little River, I guess. Well, you don't do much north. How about?
I'll tell you what I see. I see that.
Tell me, because I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see a redefinition of that US one quarter.
Like the nasty industrial over by the Bakery Center, the 12 feet that are left there?
Yeah, I mean, I see that all.
I love that. The car repair place?
Yeah.
I mean, but
the Ford, where the Ford used to be, like where they used to have all their cars there? You know where you're talking about?
Oh, no, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
That's going multifamily.
Yeah, We'll talk about that after I'm off the air because I'm about to close that deal, but we'll talk about that off the air.
Well, I know about that deal, too.
So, all right, good.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where you're seeing, you know, large vacant parcels of land along US 1. Many of those are either under contract or being negotiated.
Those are called dinosaurs.
There you go. But, there's just a lot happening. You know,
US 1, forget about driving on US 1, bro. Right. They're forcing you out of your car. In the next 5 years, you'll be taking Uber or you'll be on that thing and people will have showers in their offices. And that's just the way it is. Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen to me. I'm such a futurist. Hold on. Let me put on my glasses so I can see the future. Oh, I lost my head. So go ahead, Scott.
Was going to say from a stability standpoint, you know, if you look at Gables, like the markets like the Gables.
Stability. I like stability.
Yeah. So, you know, like a Coral Gables market. I mean, if you look at the growth, I don't keep it.
Imagine if people bought that industrial in Coral Gables that's now Madeira 1 and 2. I mean, come on.
No, you got the new Agave project, you know, the Mediterranean. Awesome. Pond Circle.
Awesome.
$1.3 billion project that's going to be transformational. So our city, you know, our cities, I like Palmetto Bay. I mean, Palmetto Bay to me is a sleeper city because of this reverse commute. It reminds me a lot of, you know, Key Biscayne where I grew up, where it's, you know, very family oriented, very community oriented. I'm sorry?
Oh, man.
But
big lots.
Big lots, a lot of land.
And I don't mean that at the retailer.
No.
Yeah. I mean that if you got kids and they like to play football.
Yeah.
So we've tackle football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And I mean, we've had 5 listings down there and they've all sold like right away.
Can you do that again for me?
All right away.
No, like you're like I love this girl. Where did you get her? Yeah. How long have you guys been dating? You gonna marry her? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
25 years.
So that's okay. You must have met when you were 10 years old.
Exactly.
There you go. I know how to handle that one.
I mean, West State is, as you mentioned, on fire. It's
I drove past Herbert's and it's not Herbert's anymore.
No, it's a lot of wonderful things happening out there. You know, to me, you know.
About transformational.
Talk about traffic.
Well, you can do that too. Yeah. It actually was talking to, as I said, I was driving around right around here with one of my residential development guys just the other day, and they said, well, I'm not sure. This is a tweener. I said, there's downtown. How long do you think it takes to get there from Doral? Hmm. They said, okay, kind of like the site.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another tweener market is this like Blue Lagoon area. It's just cranking with all these good jobs, but I guess there's really no place to live around. Like, well, I guess Coral Gables is sort of close, no?
Not too far.
Yeah, you have the city of Miami between where we're, you know, the airport and Coral Gables.
And these exits they're making, they're plumbing this whole thing to just explode again. Well, listen, we're getting close to the end of this segment. I'd like to kind of wrap it up. How do people get in touch with you, Scott? You got any other points you'd like to make before we kind of wrap it up?
No, I mean, I don't have anything.
I was pretty good then. I nailed your notes without even seeing them.
Got me good.
Pretty cool. I love doing that. Belinda, anything else you want to talk about?
No, it was great. Love being here. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can come back again.
Oh, you sure can after all that dancing, girlfriend. For sure you can.
And snapping.
Oh, you're snapping. Now you're definitely coming back. Wanda, we're going to go to break. What do you think? You about ready for that? We'll be back. We're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian's kidney transplant right after this. We're going to have an event coming up. We got all kinds of great stuff happening for Vivian. So stick with us. You'll hear about what's going on with my lovely wife, Vivian. We'll be back after this talking about her transplant. I want to say thanks to Scott and Belinda Sim. Looking forward to doing business with you guys real soon.